Welcome, everybody, to episode 539 of RP Grinders. I am your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohort, Breakman the Bold. Eric the Great is here. I just got a message from him.
Where out there are you, Eric?
Yeah, he's here. He's here. So I'm gonna add him to the combo. Let's see if we can get him on in here. This is fantastic radio already, man. Can you tell this is going to be one of those type of shows, Breakman?
I took a nap.
Oh, he took a nap. Here's Eric the Great. Sweet, Eric the Great.
I kind of passed out after I watched the video.
Was it
that bad or that good?
Yeah.
That's how tired I was.
Oh, so it's just more an indication of how you are as opposed to a commentary on the show or movie you were watching. I was speculating you were watching Detective Pikachu. That was my...
No, I did that on Thursday.
Oh, okay. Wow. Are we going to have a review of that?
He sounds excited about it.
Yeah, he sounds so excited.
I'm waking up still.
Yeah. All right, Eric. We'll give you a second to get up.
I just hope you took all the document I had from last week into a separate file, because... I was going to put the summary up, and I haven't done that yet.
Oh, I did not, dude. All I did was just throw in the new ones. That's all. That's all I did.
So I'll just not do a summary then.
For last week, we probably won't do a summary, but this week we'll do a summary. But anyways, it's going to be a fantastic show for you all today. Real quick, I have a special announcement. I might as well do it right now. Next week, we will have a special guest, an author, Adam Whitlatch. He did War of the Worlds Goliath. The Weller series is what we're going to be interested in, because he's doing a game with RPG Maker, and there's lots to talk about with Adam about the Weller, the books. I'm hoping to get an advanced copy or a copy of that book so I can read it before we talk next week. Well, but anyways, what were you saying?
What's War of the Worlds Goliath?
It's basically... it's based on the World of the Worlds world, but it kind of tweaks
which
events.
Which world? The book? The original book?
The original.
Original book. So like the three-legged walker machines and stuff?
Yeah, that type of stuff.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
I think in my message you sent me on my phone, you had Wheeler instead of Weller.
Yeah, I did. I just like I misspelled Adam's name. I to be honest, I don't know if it's Whitlock or Whitlatch or Whitlatch. So, I'll have to get some clarification on that. But anyways,
maybe we should invite him to participate in our chat for this episode. Obviously, if we do that, though, he won't want to be on next week's episode.
He's out of town this week, so that's why he couldn't do it this week. Otherwise,
I guess we're lucky then.
Yeah, we are lucky. We get to prepare actually for this interview. But it's going to be fun. We'll talk books, obviously, but obviously what we're going to be interested in is the game. For the life of me, I can't find the screenshots of the game anywhere, but I did see them at one point, and it was cool. It looked a lot like a Final Fantasy VI type of deal, so based on his Weller books. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun, so hopefully you guys come back next week and appreciate that interview, because it's gonna be a ton of fun. So, anyways, without further ado, Eric, did you have your links up yet, or should we start with a break?
I can do the first one.
Okay. First one. Go for it.
First new one is Final Fantasy VII's Definitely Not Dead. So, it was played at the end of the State of Play, and it looks like they've improved quite a bit from the initial reveal.
Yeah, it looks like they've actually been working on it.
It looks really good.
It also looks like a game that's been completely, overhauled. And, they just scrapped the old engine.
I think I assumed that like this was one of those things that they just put in the background while they worked on their main projects, but it looks like this has been like a big focus for them.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's coming out this year, but I definitely know it's coming out at least in the next 5 years.
I think I made a joke. It was either 2035 or 2025 or 2035.
No, but the first episode is probably going to come out next year.
Yeah, I'm guessing next year's
the
year.
Oh, it's going to be episodic.
Yes, which we have a story about next.
The thing is, like, when you make a game like this in 3D, it's probably going to have to be split up because of how big Final Fantasy VII is.
Yeah, see, that was what, at first I was disappointed, like Breakman, his initial reaction is like, ugh. But then I thought about it, as a matter of fact, Breakman, why don't you do the next story, speaking of?
Well, I mean, before I get on to that next story, I was going to say, yeah, the more I kind of think about it, like, I could just wait until all the parts come out, like I do with the Telltale games.
Yeah.
Then I get to play them all together, and it works out great, or like a Netflix episode or something like that. Just because something is released on a certain date doesn't mean I have to play it right away.
Right.
God knows I don't.
That's exactly right.
Coming to us live from Silicon Era, the Final Fantasy VII Remake will still be released in multiple parts.
Yeah, so...
Did it say how many?
There's speculation that it's going to be a three-parter. It makes sense based on the enormity of the game.
Well, like that's like a disc per part, I guess, except for like the back end of seven, which is probably going to be the back end of two.
Yeah.
And all of three.
It makes sense, because think about it, guys. Seven's a huge game, right? And to bring it up to modern standards, like with graphical intuition and mechanics and, you know, everything that's involved in modern gaming, it makes sense that this would be a huge, huge game. Because the original game, like, what was it, like 30 hours, Eric? 30, 40
yeah.
hours?
It was a few discs, too.
Yeah.
The original game, if you do everything, it's probably closer to 60. Otherwise, it's like 40.
Yeah. Well, in my world, it's like 120 because I always take, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's... it makes
according to this article too. It just says that they're going to reveal more E3 basically.
Yeah,
in June.
Yeah, so we'll keep the speculation till June, but I'm guessing it's going to be at least three episodes. And but what I don't like is the rumor that they're each going to be $60. That's the part that kind of sucks. Welcome into chat, Joja, 1337. Welcome on in. Thank you for showing up. First time I think I've seen your name in chat. Thank you. All right. Next story comes to us from chiliconcarne.com. Free Monster Hunter World PlayStation 4 free trial runs until May 20th, 2019. Following the second State of Play presentation on the heels of the Final Fantasy VII announcement, Capcom has begun a free Monster Hunter World trial, which I already said. Till May 20th. It's a 14.3 gigabyte download via the PlayStation Store. So you get to take on 8 different assignments. Essentially, you have access to the beginning of the game. You can get up to Hunter Rank 4 and access some 3-star quests set in Ancient Forest and Wild Spire Waste. The last mission you can take is Flying Sparks, Toby Kadachi, the Great Jargus, Kulu Yaku. I should have given this one to Break, man. Puke Puke. Baroth, Gyre Totus, and Toby Kadachi can be fought, though you may also encounter a Rathalos in the Ancient Forest or Diablos in Wildspire Waste. People with the trial version can play with those who have the full version. Someone could also carry over save data from this trial and continue playing in the full version of Monster Hunter World. However, once you do carry over the save, you can no longer use it with the trial. People who already own the full version cannot roll back to the trial version. Yeah, I would imagine. Why would anybody do that if you... I have the full version. Why would I...
Oh, man, why... Yeah, like, I can't believe I bought this full version. I'm just going back to the demo. This is stupid.
Yeah, this is dumb, man. Why did I buy this full game, man? That sucks. But yeah,
I was having fun with that demo. I should just go back to that.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm adding a few new news stories.
Okay, if you want to do those...
I was going to say, it looks kind of light for beginning of May when we're getting, you know, just about a month away from E3.
You're complaining about a light news day, Breakman?
Well, I'm saying it doesn't make sense because we're leading up to E3. Like, yeah. It should be... right now, news should be trickling out. Like, It should be hitting the fan pretty thin.
Yeah, I had to scramble to put these in there, but we'll get to yours too, Eric, if you have a couple that you want to get to. But that being said, Eric, what is the next story? Speaking of Monster Hunter.
Oh, wait. I already have that one.
I got them. I'll read it.
Okay.
I got it. We got the free Monster Hunter trials until May 20th.
I just did that one. The next one, Eric.
Yeah, speaking of which, there is a Monster Hunter expansion dated for this year. It's the Iceborne expansion, and that is, I think, September 9th. Yeah.
Yeah, it's I believe it is September 9th, actually.
September 6th, or somewhere on there.
Yeah, it's in September for sure. This is actually... Capcom is doing something really, really smart here. I wish more companies would do this. Give you like a demo period of a full game or close to a full type game right before an expansion. This would get you involved in the series. And then, you know, then you look at the expansion. You're like, holy shit, this game looks really cool. That looks really cool. I'm intrigued. I want to.
Oh, yeah. I saw a deal for the game online this week.
Yeah.
You can get it for like under $20 on Amazon.
I think you can. You can get it for 20. We'll get to it in homie discounts. I got some homie discounts for everybody. But this is smart marketing by Capcom. Capcom is, man, they're doing all right for themselves, man. We don't often talk about Capcom that much, but they're definitely doing it right with Monster Hunter. So, you know, this is a perfect timing. I don't think it could be any better timing for them as far as their expansion goes. I think
the nice Iceborne kind of like it's cripping from Bloodborne.
Yeah, probably, but there's, I mean, it's a completely, you know, different deal. I mean, there's no similarities I can see from it, unless you take the boss battles and you make them, you know.
They said Bloodborne has a cool title. Just yeah. Like that.
Bloodborne, it was a
cool. We don't care about the gameplay, we just want their title.
Yeah, exactly, Bloodborne. Yeah, there you go. All right, Breakman, next story, as I'm looking
coming
at
to us
some
live
purple.
From RPG fan. Oh, I'm sorry.
I was just saying, I was looking at the video for the Monster Hunter expansion. There was like this weird bat creature. It looked cool. That's the thing about the Monster Hunter series is the creature design. So, cool deal. I'm sorry.
It's very detailed. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
I'm someday going to play a Monster Hunter game. I will. Yeah. Promise.
Yeah, you got to play the. Yeah, I have it. I haven't played it yet, but it looks good.
So. One day I will play Monster Hunter. RPG come to us live from RPG Fan. Tales of Series celebrates 20 million units sold worldwide. Well, congratulations. That's
a huge accomplishment. Yeah. For an RPG series, for sure. Is there anything else on that?
Tales of Berseria is 75% off on Steam right now.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good game.
The mobile title Tales of Crystoria will be the next entry. So there you go. Those are the highlights of the story. I broke it down for you.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Bright Fan. You're the best, man. All right, anything else on
not
that,
to
Eric?
Not to that writer. That writer's like, that dick, I did all my time and work, and this dick fucks it for me.
Yeah. Wyland says once they add Halo DLC, Break will play it. So yeah, the one.
They'd only do that for the Xbox version, though.
No. See, they added Mega Man DLC, and that wasn't enough for me to get it. So.
Yeah, I didn't even get a chance to welcome new people into chat. But Bloodluster is in chat. Welcome, Bloodluster. Joja1337 is in chat. I think I already mentioned that. And of course, Wyland's in chat. And S1 Faka. I wished I knew the details behind
you're
the
a faka.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, exactly. I am a faka. A mother faka, too.
I am too, bro. I am too. High five.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Let's see. Who do we leave off?
Not talking about Mrs. Breakman, no. Just saying.
Jesus. All right.
Past days. I've dug a hole that I did not mean to dig. Now that
you keep digging, I think the title of this is going to be Shovel Break because that's, you know, you're going to need one, man. This next game definitely doesn't need a shovel. This comes to us from RP Gamer. Kingdom Come Deliverance Final DLC Royal Edition dated. This is interesting. Warhorse Studios has announced the release date for the final DLC for Kingdom Come Deliverance, arriving on PCs on May 28th, 2019, and on PS4 and Xbox One on June 11th, 2019, a woman's lot puts players in control of Teresa as they witness the beginning of the game from an entirely new perspective. Ooh, I like that. That's really
cool. Is this the perspective where you have to squeal like a pig?
No, that's I was going to say that's Deliverance 2, Squeal Like a Pig edition. That's coming late this year. I think that's September or October. Freak 5, I mentioned you earlier, son of a bitch. And plus, I don't even see your name on the list. You are not Chopped Liver. Oh, there you are. Finally, Freak 5 shows up on the list of chatters. So, yes, you are there, Freak 5. You feel special now, Chopped Liver? Let's see. I like that concept of doing the game from the beginning from a new perspective. That's really cool. Also releasing on June 11th is the physical and digital version of the Royal Edition for the game, which includes Kingdom Come Deliverance and all the DLC into one package, because of course they have to do an all-in-one package. I wished I knew the price on it. It's probably going to be something like $99 because it's one of those big box editions with a huge-ass map and, you know, a double-sided poster map, the game, figurine, soundtrack, pin, making of, you know.
I thought we'd move past pins. What was this year's new thing? I thought there are no more pins. I thought we'd move past that.
Well, it's better than postcards, I guess. I mean, have you ever seen those ones?
Better than stickers, I guess.
Yeah, better than stickers.
But I thought there was the new. What was the new trend? I can't remember now.
No. Ugh. Bernie says liver is good. Gross. Nasty.
Why didn't you exile her?
Exiled. Absolutely. Saying liver is good is an immediate exile. Thank you, Breakman. I needed a good exiling today. So Bernie gets the first one. And Freak 5, you get just an exile just because you're Freak 5. There you go.
Just for being there.
Yeah, exactly. He says, I'm going to do a beer tasting panel at Demicon next year. Will you come to Des Moines for free beer break? Oh, that's not too far away from you, man. You gonna go to
Iowa's not too far away from me.
Not that far. It's further from me.
It's pretty far.
It's not that far from Ohio. It's like a couple states over, man. You can make that in what, 8 hours?
9 hours? No, we're going west. It'll take a couple days, probably.
Couple days? Are you a grandma driver?
Yeah.
Couple days.
No, it takes a long time to drive, like east to west and west to east.
Oh, dear Lord. Wait a minute. You say it takes longer to drive from east to west than west? It's the same exact distance.
No, I said both of those take a long time. I'm saying it's longer to do those than it is to drive north to south and south to north.
What? Are you on crack, Breakman?
Maybe.
Okay.
I could be.
Okay. All right, Eric.
I could be. That doesn't sound scientific at all, so I don't have any evidence to back it up.
All right, Eric, let's do the last story, or the last of my stories, and then we'll move on to your stories, which I don't have, I don't think.
The new Kemco releases for this month, I guess, or for the next month. Freying Dragon's Odyssey, which is out now for PS4 and PlayStation Vita. And Nintendo Switch is going to be apparently coming out. Oh, it's out now, but this article's a little old. But it's like most Kemco console releases, they're $15 with a $10 discount for PS Plus members, and the Switch version is actually slightly cheaper, which is weak. I guess they're charging you more because they're letting you get cross buy with it. So, a 10% pre-order and launch day discount, so they get the same 10% discount. So if you switch, just get that version.
Yeah. What's a Vita, by the way? I heard you mention Vita. I don't even know what that is. Yeah, exactly, Breakman.
I think it's a pill.
All right.
You can get this game in pill form? That's interesting.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so that's the last of my stories. Break, did you look at the document?
I've been loading some.
I'm not done yet, because I have just still a couple other games here.
Okay, go for it.
Legend of the Tetrarchs for Xbox One and Windows 10, and that's also the same price as the previous.
That is the what? The Tetrarchs? What?
Yes.
Is there Tetris? Legend of Tetris.
I know, like, that's what I think, like, I want Legends of Tetris now. I don't want this shit. I want Legends of Tetris. Get me down.
And then there's also in this a new game announcement, which is called the Marianian Tavern Story. Patty and the Hungry God will be coming to Xbox One. Is this the sequel to the Legend of the Curry God?
I'm wondering if this Tetrarch's game. I'm kind of hungry too. What is?
I took a nap and I'm seriously hungry.
I say we just end the show and go eat, man. Why not? I'm looking at this Tetrarch. So did they use RPG Maker for this one? Look, actually,
they have their own internal engine, which is slightly based on the RPG Maker engine, but it's their own.
Okay, I was gonna say it looks very similar, but I mean it looks good.
It looks like a Kemco game. Is what it looks like.
Yeah.
If you've played any number of Kemco games at this point, it looks like a Kemco game.
Well, you're the Kemco master on the show, Break. So
it's been a long time since I played one of their games.
Yeah,
because look at them; they all look the same, pretty much.
Oh my God! Freak Fighter says he was gonna cosplay as Brett Kavanaugh during the panel, but a friend pointed out that it would be offensive to cosplay as an alleged rapist while giving out beer, which is what he allegedly spiked. I think that's the whole point of the joke. So he's going to cosplay as Thor.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's actually really cool.
Lebowski Thor.
Yes. See, now, Endgame Thor would be more your style, Freak 5. Yeah, I think he knows what I'm talking about. All right, Breakman.
You're saying he's a depressed junkie?
Well, yeah, I mean, pretty much. Breakman, next story, please.
Oh, stories. Coming to us live from Silicon Era. Mary Skelter 2. Oh, I was thinking of Helter Skelter. Mary Skelter 2 is coming over internationally. Ooh, to the Switch eShop. Ooh.
I think we had a story on Mary Skelter 2 in Japan, and I was kind of pining for it to come over here. So they listened. And
yeah, it came out in March of this year for Japan Switch through Idea Factory. There's synopsis on the games and key features and stuff like that. Mary Skelter 2 is available on PlayStation 4 in Japan and is coming to Nintendo Switch, which we just said, but there's no release window.
No release window, but I'm glad
it's weird that it's digital only, though.
Mm-hmm. It might be. There have been a few games at this point that Nintendo saved. Like, what was that game about the chick with the hair? The witch with the hair?
Bayonetta.
Yeah, Bayonetta 2 would not have happened if Nintendo hadn't stepped in. And there have been a few games like that. Yeah. Maybe them doing it digitally it's either this or it's not going
to
happen.
I think the only reason that it's coming to the Switch only, though, because Sony's policies probably won't let them release it on that platform.
Why? There's nothing.
This
Sony
game
and Nintendo
does,
are very strict.
Because Sony's been stupid with the type of content it's letting it out now.
Yeah.
And this game is known to have fan service-y stuff in it.
Jesus.
So
Christ,
this would probably be something that Xbox wouldn't allow either.
Yeah.
But digital only is still weird.
That is weird.
Well, like I said, it's probably because of money, and it's probably like, well, this is the only way we really could get it over here because of
And them and NISA are like doing digital only releases of a couple games next year.
Wyland says cosplay as Pro Jared. That kid's going places. And then Freak Five said, "That's what I fucking said." Thor from Endgame. You sound like
please don't talk about Pro Jared.
I know, Jesus Christ, Pro Jared. Boy. Okay. I'm glad this game is coming.
My hand is raised.
I'm glad Mary Skelter.
I don't know why he's going to answer who Pro Jared is. What?
Do you
want to? You don't know who it is?
No, it's Pro Jared.
He's somebody who used to be on Screw Attack, and then he became, when Screw Attack basically fell apart, he became his own YouTube channel, and he did a nasty.
Yeah. I don't pay attention to YouTube so-called quote-unquote celebrities.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if I did, I'd consider us celebrities.
We are. We're YouTube internet sensations.
Four of our fans. All right.
Exactly. Then we become corrupted by fame and we do horrible shit like Jared did.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I guess if the money was good, I don't know. Mary Skelter.
We'll turn it back.
He probably wasn't even making that much, which is like, You gave up a little you had for 15-year-old Snatch.
Oh, God. Ew. Weiland says, I've seen more.
Wait, is this the guy I heard about on who was blackmailing like 14, 13-year-olds?
Yes.
Sent them naked pictures?
Yes.
Okay, because that was a big like international story. Okay, yeah. I just didn't.
Weiland says, I've seen more of Pro Jared than I wanted to. Not enough eye bleach in the world. How did. Really? I mean, ugh. Gross, Weiland.
Fucking monster.
Mary Skelter 2, I'm excited for. I think I mentioned this last time we talked about Mary Skelter 2 when they announced it coming out in Japan. So I'm glad it's coming over. I might pick this up because I think it includes the first game as well. So
yeah, improved version of the first game.
Yeah. Oh, congratulations.
Supposedly, anyway.
Congrats to Freak 5. His marriage leveled up on Tuesday and his son leveled up on Wednesday. So there you go.
We need like that. We need the Dragon Quest sound effect.
Oh, yeah, we do, actually. We do need that. Okay. No, the Final Fantasy Victory theme or the Dragon
Quest? No, Dragon Quest level up. That's that's my favorite sound effect in video games.
Dragon Quest level up. Let's see. Let me see if I can find that.
Come on, you know you love that.
Of course I do. Of course I do. is this it?
Typing it.
Oh, yeah, there you go. There you go. All right. Very well done, Breakman. Very well. All right.
He leveled up, not me.
Yeah. All right. Next story, Breakman. I'll do the final one.
We have more stories?
Oh, wait. Eric, do the next one, Eric.
Just kidding. I got it. All right. Comes to us live from Silicon Era. Taiwanese action game Dusk Diver Fights is its way onto consoles in fall. Wait. What's the name of the title? Dusk Diver? Okay, it's just Dusk Diver. I like the name Dusk Diver Fights.
Yeah, that's good too.
Yeah, I hope that's a sequel, Dusk Diver Fights. The Taiwanese action game where a young girl awakens the ability to fight off demons that appear in the district of Ximending at a certain time of day is set to come to consoles this fall, like what, 5:30 p.m. every day?
Yeah,
they're gone by 6.
Yeah, 6 o'clock. It's like the 6:06 or something. Yeah. I don't know.
It's like that Ghost in the Graveyard game, like it's drinking spirit, like 6 o'clock or something like that. Anyway, so Dust Divers is currently available on Steam Early Access and coming to Nintendo Switch and PlayStation 4 fall of 2019. The game will also be a collab. Will also have a collab song titled Sen Shujo, sung by Kate Misukiri and composed by Azurlane composer Shade. Or is that Sade?
It's Shade.
Yeah, it's Shade.
Or Sade, I mean. Well, I mean, you know Sade, right?
Sade, yeah. I know. I definitely know Sade. I dated her in the 80s, you know.
Whatever. It will also have CH voiceovers as well as English, Japanese, traditional Chinese, and Korean subtitles. So
Freak 5 says that when is the sequel Muff Diver Fights coming? That's a good question, Freak 5.
Yeah, we won't get that game over here because Jesus.
Because Jesus won't allow it.
I know, Jesus won't allow it to happen.
Oh, man. Have you ever seen those evangelicals that, like, when they talk about Jesus, it's like they're having an epiphany every single time they talk about Jesus, and it's like Jesus. They like, pronounce his name like some weird, you know, pronunciation. Jesus, like it's like some like really hard name to pronounce. It's like Jesus Christ, just say Jesus Christ, you know. Anyways, last story for us. I think that's it. Is that it, Eric, or do we have any more? All right, that's
I didn't find anything else.
All right, I thought so. Jesus isn't a muff diver. Poor Mary Magdalene. Yeah, exactly. Well, they didn't have sex.
Oh, right? I do have more.
Okay, no. I didn't see anything else.
No, never mind. I'm sorry. I didn't. Forget I say anything.
No, this is the same story, isn't it? Or is there something different to this?
No, that should have been a different link. I'll get to it later.
I've got a different story up.
I'll find a different link, and then you can get to it last.
Oh, Jesus, we have more stories here. Okay, let's go to the one from Silicon Era. You can now adventure with Arlie in English in Sorcery Saga 2. Arlie. Age 16. Oh, okay. port of the one of the early Madu Monogatari games that would spawn characters known quite well via the Puyo Puyo series has been translated fully into English by the Majin Zenki and his team.
Excuse me.
So it's is a Game Gear dungeon crawler by Compile, starring Arlie, a 16-year-old mage aspirant who's knocked out by a mysterious person and stuck into a dungeon while on the way to the ancient magic school. The game's a port of the original Madao Monogatari 2 on Japanese PCs. And there's some...
So they called her age 16 because, like, in the first Madao Monogatari game, she's actually 6.
Yeah. How do you know they don't have sex? Oh, yeah, you were there being a peeping Tom. You son of a bitch.
No, Freak Five. It's 6, you idiot.
Freak 5 is exiled again. He's working on a record this week. All right, next story. Let's go with Eric.
We got closed. No. The article I had that we screwed up, but I got the link now. Under Night Inbirth X at EXE. Yeah, basically EXE. late. Parentheses CLR.
What the hell is that? Jesus Christ, what is that?
On Taiwanese rating board for PS4 and Switch. Yes, they just made these titles weirder. It's like, let's add to the already weird title we have.
I don't know what. There's nothing.
But it looks like it's the latest in this series.
Okay, I don't even know what this series is, so...
It's a fighting game series.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. All right, break. Can you do the closed vein story, please?
Closed bean story?
Vein.
Closed vein. I'm like, what are you talking about? Coming to us live from Silicon Era. Closed code vein network test will be held in May 2019. Well, it is May, so be more specific, dick. this is coming to PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC in 2019. Well, thanks to that.
Yeah, and that's about it.
Yeah, there's not much we got here. Sorry.
Yeah.
Waiting for a network test.
Freak5 says he was talking about Jesus and Mary Magdalene, Eric.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right, Eric, I think you have the honor of doing the last story.
All right. The Labyrinth of Galleria has been delayed until spring 2020.
That's kind of a weird delay. Was there any info on why?
Probably because they're doing a Switch version.
Ah, okay. Well, that would make sense. That's speculation on our part, but it would actually really make sense. So there you go.
And they probably just want to do a dual release.
Yeah. All right. So that is it for the news, finally. So we got...
They did say they wanted to improve the quality, but I think it's just so I could do a port.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's move on to...
I don't think so. Homie, don't play that.
All right, we got some homie discounts. The PlayStation, there's a flash sale going on right now. I see UFC 3 is down to $11.99, which is a great price. I think that's the lowest that game has ever been, digitally anyways, so take advantage of that. Heavy Rain and Beyond Two Souls, $20. That's not a bad deal. I think it's even cheaper if you have PlayStation Plus. I didn't sign in. Sims.
I would not buy a David Cage game ever.
The games aren't that bad. I know that there's other issues there, but the games aren't terrible. Sims 4 is down to a record low of $7.99. That's well worth the money there. You get lots of gameplay with Sims 4. Bernie's a huge fan of The Sims, so her ears probably perk up when I said Sims. I don't understand. Conan Exiles was just a fucking freebie on the PlayStation Plus store, but it's selling for $30 for some reason. So there you go. There's your PlayStation Plus sales. Xbox is having an excellent Capcom sale. Resident Evil 2 is down to $40. Devil May Cry 5 down to $40. That's actually a pretty smoking deal. Onimusha Warlords is $14.99. Monster Hunter World, which we just talked about earlier, $20, which is a great price on that game.
Can I get Onimusha for that price on the Switch?
I don't think I saw it on... I'll get to the Nintendo in just a second, Eric. Resident Evil 7 is down to $15. I think that's the lowest I've ever seen that. Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite, $15.99. All the Dead Rising games are on sale. Even the Dead Rising 4 Deluxe Edition is on sale for half off, so that's not terrible. Let's see, all the Devil May Cry games are pretty much on sale, etc., etc. Nintendo, there's a Minecraft sale. There's also, let's see, the SteamWorld Dig series of games is on sale, but there was something else that was actually Guacamelee and Guacamelee 2 is on sale. Guacamelee 2 is only $13.99. The Super Turbo Championship edition of Guacamelee 1 is only $8.99, so those are great prices on those games, especially on the Switch. Sniper Elite is down to $31. What else? That's about it. So those are your.
I reviewed the Wii game back when it was new.
Which, well, Guacamelee.
Yeah. Oh no, the Wii U game port of Sniper Elite V2.
Oh yeah. I know it's been a long time, but all right, let's move on to check this out, Breakman. You ask and I deliver.
Okay.
All right, dear break man, I shortened it, and I can't shorten it much more because it would kind of like fuck with the integrity of the music. But
and we're all about integrity.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
I mean, what are we talking about? Yeah, I messed this.
You so I have about as much integrity as Deadpool does.
Oh, dear Lord. All right, break man.
Dear Brandon. Okay, let's see here. I'm kind of scrolling through here to see where I have to start at because I forgot which day was Friday of last week. Sorry here. Freaka showed me later in the day a picture of the beer he was drinking, which was awesome. Thanks for not sharing. He said after that, something you will now never unsee, the Cobra logo kind of looks like a vagina.
Oh, dear Lord.
From G.I. Joe, it you never noticed that before?
Yeah, really? I haven't even thought like the Cobra. Like I always think of just the Cobra.
I thought like every like 14-year-old boy discussed that at some point.
Mm. Yeah, not here.
Anyway, moving on. There's a beer 30. He sent me a picture of another beer he's drinking and not sharing with me. Then he said, this morning I got up and went to the bathroom. My wife and kids were gone. I flushed and my beagle started barking. I come out of the bathroom and he gets excited and goes to the back door. He was excited someone is home. I have to poop too. I pooped today. And he sent a picture of the dog.
Pooping?
Yeah. And then we got a meme of what is that from? I can't remember what it's from.
What's that?
I've seen this meme before, but I can't remember what it's from. Anyway, it's a what the hell meme. He said, and he responded to that with, not at the same time I use the toilet, he uses the back door. Okay. thanks for clarifying.
Thanks for the clarification on that. That's awesome. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't know we needed it, but I appreciate it. And then we got a another meme. Feeling cute, stuck in an elevator. Might get eaten later. I don't know. Oh, well, that sucks. Sorry about your luck. I hope it isn't like after an hour, too. At least, like, let starvation set in, you know.
You know.
Like, don't feel like, well, you know, we're going to die here. But, dude, it's been like 20 minutes.
We at RP Grinders are the most empathetic people you will ever see.
Speaking of cobras, has anybody watched Cobra Kai?
I have not, but
no,
I heard good things.
I haven't. I want to, though.
Yeah,
it's on YouTube Reds, which means I probably won't ever get around to watching it, because I don't know when I'll take a dive for that.
Mm. How much do you have to pay for YouTube?
YouTube Red?
I think it's like $8 a month or something.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty up there. I mean, there's like the content there is not as compelling as some of the other service. If I'm going to pay $8 a month, I'm going to do that for Disney or something, you know? But I got Shudder. I actually got Shudder for $4 a month, which was a great deal. But anyways, all right. What else we got, Break?
Okay, moving on. Also from Freak, you said there was a farmer who had a dog and Bingo was his name. And I'm sorry, let me start over. There was a farmer who had a dog and Bingo was his name. Oh, was Bingo the name of the farmer or the name of the dog?
Ooh.
Ask Breakman.
Hmm.
I always assumed it was the dog.
Yeah.
Because grammatically speaking, if you're naming it after, no, actually that doesn't make sense. No, that's not true. It would be the opposite way around.
So Bingo is the farmer's name confirmed, is what you're saying.
I'm going to say it's the dog.
Yeah. I've always assumed it was the dog too, but I mean, this is your
maybe
segment.
We're just prejudiced against the poor farmer.
Maybe the farmer was named Bingo.
I feel bad for the farmer being named Bingo though.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I figured it out. They were both named Bingo.
Ooh, even better. Bingo and Bingo. Yeah. I wonder what they yelled when they played that
double
senior
season.
Yeah, like if Bingo and Bingo went to play Bingo, what would they yell out when they win? Bingo? All right. What is this with your friend wanting to eat you, Freak Five? Like eating you? Like he's had this ongoing thing where his friend, like, I guess his friend's really eccentric, his friend Dennis, but like his friend, like they were having a conversation of like, you know how
maybe
like
he's a monster.
Yeah, maybe he's like on V, one of those lizard people or something. I don't know. wow, that's oof, yeah. All right. Anything else, Break?
Yes. We're not done yet because this one's actually interesting.
Okay.
This one comes from Bernie, and it's a Dear Breakman question. Dear Breakman, what is your take on your partner just cupping your balls out of the blue because they want to?
Oh, man. Weiland says that dude wants you dong.
She better expect that once you cup my balls, I probably want a bit more than just a cupping of the balls. But
okay.
I mean, you're between two loving partners and stuff like that. Like.
So, like you're okay.
You're familiar with each other. You're more, well, you're more.
I don't know. That sounds like a Trump move. I'd call that sexual harassment.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, you tweeted back in with sexual harassment, but that, yeah, Trump move, because Trump isn't doing that with people he's in a relationship with.
Right, but this
but
is.
We're talking about people in a relationship here.
Okay.
Yeah, I still consider it that, because, like, you did it without consent.
Oh, look at that. Look at Eric getting all. You know, technical.
Oh, dude, if your girlfriend cupped your balls suddenly, you would not be upset.
Okay, so here's the thing, all right?
I would probably establish early in the relationship that anything was on the table in private.
Yeah, Eric would be like...
That's a good idea, but that
doesn't... But if that hadn't not been established, I consider it sexual harassment.
Eric would be like, stop touching my balls! And then
dude, once you're... I don't know about you, but never mind. You know what I mean?
Breakman's gonna dig himself a grave here. I just feel it, man. Like I just. okay.
I say like it depends. Like, talk to the other person, see if it's okay with like what they like and stuff like that. Like Mrs. Breakman randomly touches me. I randomly touch her, and it's.
Yeah, Breakman had to like break. There's a reason why Breakman is called Breakman. He had to like break Mrs. Breakman into accepting the fact that he's gonna grab a boob now and right. again. You know what I'm saying?
I thought you were gonna say he had to break out of prison after his last stint for sexual harassment,
or that he has to rescue his robot brother.
Yeah, exactly. This is an interesting question. I think like if you're like a couple that's in tune with each other. And, you know, you do that type of stuff. I think it's cool.
Yeah, it's like playful type stuff. I'm all for it. But, yeah. You know, maybe some people aren't. So
I think
you should check with them first.
I think Breakman's just pining for Mrs. Breakman to grab his balls. I think that's what's going on here. I really do. I think that's. So Bernie says, so it's cool after a bath? Bernie, you're just itching for another fucking exile. All right, anything else, Breakman?
I don't think that's what she's itching for. She also says, she also responds with, but it's not a random person, even if it's your own woman, which Eric said he stands by that he's going to call it sexual harassment.
Also, like, directly responding to that comment is like, because they're not my property. Be people well, aren't property.
No, I understand that, Eric. But
it's not about being property. No. It's different. Like, it's...
If you have
when you're in a sexual relationship yeah. with somebody and yeah. you're doing stuff like grab-assing and stuff like that, it's not about property. It's about connection.
I tend to agree with you, Breakman. It's one thing to do it with somebody that you don't know, a la Trump. I just grab him and kiss him, which is fucking disgusting.
Or even like Trump, who obviously forced himself on his ex-wife at one point. Like, that's different. Like, if it's a mutual respect thing, you're doing it to each other type thing.
Breakman, do you
both approve of it? Then absolutely.
Do you want to address chat, Breakman? I would do it, but I'm wanting you to do it this time.
Freak says we all know that Breakman's balls are Mrs. Breakman's purse. What do you think? She said yes.
She said yes. There's not even an exile of that. I was giving you the opportunity, you son of a bitch. Jesus Christ.
Sometimes the truth hurts. Mm.
Okay, I guess.
Sometimes the truth is the truth, so whatever.
Okay. All right. Anything else, Breakman?
Yes, this one comes from Glitterina. Oh, thank you.
All right.
I don't know if I've ever pimped her Twitter, so it's at GLITTERINA 723. And she asks, is it harder for men 45 plus to come out as gay as opposed to the younger generation since it's so acceptable now? Asking for a friend. Oh, I'd say absolutely yes. The way the younger generation is, the millennials and the Generation Z, and they are a lot more accepting of, yeah. of homosexuals and such like that.
Yeah, I think it would
the
be
older
easier.
Generation. The older it gets, the worse like homophobia is. It just is. It's the way it is.
Yeah,
obviously there's for instance, I was reading an article today about religion, like, I heard it was yesterday or today, anyways, but about Trump supporters and stuff like that, and how he's lost a little bit of his Episcopalian support because of the younger generation who is more in support of LGBT rights, even though they're still religious. I mean, it's not like I'm not saying like the majority of them, but it's a growing number of them. So even in religious groups among the younger generation, the acceptance of gay. Of being homosexual or transgender or gender identity in general. They're all accepting of it, yes.
I slightly agree and slightly disagree with you, Breakman. I actually think, like, incrementally you can make that argument, and I hate incrementalism. I think if you're going to, you know, accept something, you just go full bore and accept it. We still have stupid-ass laws that say that you can't, you know, force somebody to serve a gay person if you have a restaurant, for instance. Like, if a restaurant owner doesn't want you to be in their restaurant because they're gay, they can kick you out with no consequence. You know what I'm saying? And that was kind of proven with that whole, you know, gay couple.
I don't
know
how that differs with what I said, though.
No, I'm halfway agreeing with you and halfway not, Break. Okay. I think that there are more and more people. I think it was always this way, right? There was always a certain amount of people that
the younger generation is always going to be more accepting of new ideas.
Yes.
That's just the way history has proven that.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I mean, I don't think there's any question about that. But if we look at the way our government works, or governments around the world for that matter, mm-hmm. being gay is not accepted worldwide. It is.
Right. I didn't say it was. I'm saying for the younger generations more accepting of it, the governments over across the world are ran by the old.
Yeah. And you know what? Unfortunately, I think by the time the younger generation gets into the elected post, I think it's going to be too late. I mean, we're already seeing it with climate change. I mean, we can't even get people to agree that climate change is a thing. You know what I mean? Like it's strange the you know, dichotomous world we live in, man. Like, on one hand, like, we understand, like, reasonable people will understand that climate change is a thing, and you know, we should get started on trying to save what earth we got left. I mean, the polar caps melting is like, should be a huge warning to everybody, you know. But instead we got idiots like Pompeo saying, oh, that just makes trade easier, you know, easier trade routes. It's so stupid. It's just dumb.
We haven't got to Stinko yet, but
yeah, but
there's a preview.
Yeah, but I agree with you that the younger generation is more accepting. I just wish that we could get to that point yesterday. You know what I'm saying, Breakman?
No, I get what you're saying. It's just it's the way it's always going to be. Like the it's you can't teach an old dog new tricks as a saying for a reason.
Yeah.
Like, the more stuck in your ways you are, the longer you've accepted something as fact, the harder it is for you to disassociate from it.
Yeah. No, that's a great point, Break, man. I don't disagree at all. All right. Anything else, Break?
Oh, sorry. We got kind of wrapped up into that. I stopped checking. Let me look. Sorry. That's it.
Okay. Sorry. Let's move on to
Inquiring Minds Want to Know.
Inquiring Minds want to know what you've been playing. Let's start with Eric this time. I'll switch it up. Eric, what have you been playing?
I've been playing more London Detective Mysteria and Song of Memories. I finished that up.
Oh, good.
I want to stop you real quick. She said she was asking for a friend. I would encourage her friend to live what his truth, as they say.
Hmm. Interesting.
Do what he thinks the best for him. Mm-hmm. Even if it's going to be harder for him to come out, somebody who's older.
Freak said
you... I assume that's what you're asking. I assume that's why the question was asked, but...
Freak said you missed one of his tweets.
I did?
That's what he said in chat.
How dare he?
Yeah.
How dare he miss to tweet or something? What was it? Let's see. I see Bingo was his name. I don't see anything here. Sorry, dude.
None of us mentioned the royal baby because fuck the royals.
Bernie is exiled, so now she's working on keeping up with Freak Five. We will not be talking about royal babies or, as I like to call babies, aliens.
I don't understand the obsession people have, especially in America, with British royalty.
Yeah, it's weird, man. It's just a weird thing. But Bernie loves it, man. I mean, she's all about the royals.
Like, it became a big news topic when there were horrible things going on, like the school shooting. Suddenly, this trumped everything. Like, they got a name for the baby.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, what, kids were just murdered, and this is what we got?
Yeah,
this,
I know.
Okay, fine.
It's so stupid. All right, Freak 5 says, I said that the automatic flush didn't activate, and then I was thinking about putting up a sign that said, Breakman was here. So, there you go. Didn't see it on the Dear Bernie. At the
same time, I used the toilet. This morning, I got beer again. I'm scrolling down, looking through them, wiping my ass with a cactus. then the stuff went. No, we didn't get it. I didn't get it.
Yeah. All right, what else you been playing, Eric?
Did you send it to my regular account? Maybe that's why. Hold on, I'll bring up my other account.
All right. In the meantime, Eric, yeah, what else you been playing?
I also played 428 Sibuya Scramble for a little bit on Wednesday.
Yeah, okay. How was that? First impression?
You could definitely tell it was a port of a Wii game because only a game that weird would probably launch during that era when like the Wii had a bunch of experimental games.
Shibuya Scramble,
it's a visual novel and it doesn't do anything different than other visual novels, but it feels like the budget was so low they had to resort to using live action stock imagery to do the story.
That was the one that I was going to say was that live action deal. Yeah.
It's not exactly live action though, because there's only a handful of the FMVs in the game and everything else is a bunch of stills.
Yeah. Electrical Longboard is in chat. Lurks is in chat, and Polizzi, the police, are in chat too. So,
He says he was drunk, so he might have sent that to a wrong account because I didn't get it on the Breakman account.
Yeah, no, Freak Five.
So apparently, there's somebody out there like, what?
Yeah.
What the fuck are they talking about? Yeah, I did.
I think Breakman
I did
needs
flush.
I think Breakman needs to exile you for that, Freak Five.
You could also tell it's a port of a Wii game because the cell phones they're using are still flip phones, and the video quality itself, even though it's probably been improved over the Wii version, it's still kind of grainy. It's from the mid 2000s.
Yeah. All right, Break. We're up to you. What have you been playing?
Mostly the pre-sequel to Borderlands. Yeah, I mean, actually, really, that's all I've been playing. Oh, still cool. Fun.
Yeah, that's
cool. I haven't progressed much, but I don't know how far along in the game I am. I get the idea I'm towards the end, so I don't know if I'm close to beating it or not. But once I do, I'll probably play through it again.
There's a lot of content in that game, man. I mean, that you can play that game for literally hours and hours. It's fun stuff. Yeah.
And not just and with so many different characters too. I want to play the other characters, but at the same time, I've been leveling up the Claptrap for so long that I'm like, well, I need to keep leveling this guy and get him more awesome, but I want to try these other characters. Ah, damn it.
Yeah.
That's
a sign of a good game when you keep wanting to, you know, do different things within the game. I've been playing MPQ. I've been playing just a very little bit of Final Fantasy IX. I got discouraged because I totally fucked up on that game. I didn't level up every character like I normally do, and it definitely bit me in the ass because they force you at one point to fight with two players, and of course, I call him Quinoa. wasn't up to snuff. Like, I wasn't utilizing him like I really should have, and I got to redo like a couple hours of that game at least. So I have to go back to another save, and
that sucks.
But you can always use the cheats.
What cheats on what? What cheats?
There's a cheat menu that lets you turn on various different things.
Oh, but then I don't get any of the trophies and stuff. And I've been I've been kind of doing all right on that game, man. Let's see. Strider. I played and progressed a little bit more in Strider, so that was pretty fun. And then the big coup of the week. Remember I told you guys I played Star Wars Battlefront 2 and I was having this huge problem with the Han
Solo. With Lando.
No, with Han Solo.
Well, you had Han Solo and Lando. You had both of them.
Yeah. But I was having a lot of problems with the Han Solo missions, right? So anyways, I got past that eventually, you guys remember, and I got up to the Lando mission and I was having a really, really tough time with it. But I figured
I struggled on the Lando mission too.
I figured out something really easy to do with Star Wars Battlefront 2. Yes, it's kind of an exploit, man. It's super simple, and it goes for any mission in Star Wars Battlefront 2. So, what happened is I got up to the Lando mission and my PlayStation crashed, and I got discouraged because it threw me all the way back to the first Han Solo mission, which fucking took me forever. So, anyways, I don't know what it was, but like the Han Solo mission, I just did it in like two tries. I mean, one thing I did is I went to the right side of the map and I just picked off stormtroopers left and right, and it was easy, and I beat it. So I figured, well, if it worked for that, I think I can do that on almost any mission. And sure enough, any mission that I picked from that point forward, like the Lando missions, were super simple because all you have to do is find a place way far, like in the corner of the map, and pick off every single stormtrooper or any enemy that you see on the screen. So that goes for everything except for the flying missions. The flying missions are super easy, but the ground missions can be easy if you just stand back and you just pick off people left and right from huge distances. Like there was one point in the map where I was using Iden, and I just got to the corner of the map and I was just picking off stormtroopers from like crazy distances. Like you just got to point your reticle in the right place and just let some stuff fly, and you'll be done with that game in no time. So I beat it. I beat Star Wars Battlefront 2 that way. I just simply kicked out, and I love the last mission. I'm going to do a really quick review. So why don't we transition into
RP Grinders reviews.
All right, Battlefront 2. I'm going to give it a solid 8 out of 10. I got it late, so I didn't get all the bullshit, you know, loot box stuff, even though I know where that happened and you know, why it was such a huge issue with that game. But the
They actually did add them back in eventually, yes. But as a not the same way as they were. They made it all free.
Yeah.
But they added loot boxes back in, and it's just, as far as I could tell, it's for cosmetic stuff, like different skins for your characters and different taunts, stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't worry about that. I just worried about the single player and getting through that. And I thought the single player game was great. I didn't do any of the multiplayer because I'm not a real huge multiplayer fan. But what there is of the single campaign is pretty good. And I highly, that's right. I highly recommend playing it, especially now. You can get it for like $10 or less. The visuals are great. The story's pretty good. It adds a little bit of gravitas to Kylo Ren's character, if you can believe that. That's kind of a spoiler, but at this point, that game's been out forever. So you play as a mission as Kylo Ren at the very end, and that, actually, that was pretty. That was actually one of the hardest parts of the whole game, but it was fun. It was fun having those powers and doing those type of things, and the way they did it was really cool. So I give it a solid 8 out of 10. I really, really enjoyed the time in Star Wars Battlefront, other than the fucking Han Solo missions, or Han Solo, or whatever the fuck you want to call them. But it was good. And as far as, like, the Lando missions, when you get into that, what is it called, that like, what do they call that, the two-legged, like, machine thing?
What do you they're not the AT-ST at that point, because this is it's the new one. I don't remember what it's called.
Yeah, well, anyways, just think AT-ST. Basically, that's what it is. And you could do the same thing in that. You could stand like way far away, and the ground troops are basically what you have to worry about. You just kill them real quick, and then you find a good point, like far away from the huge, you know, shooting things, and you shoot those, and it's over before you know it. So I don't know, it was pretty easy. It was weird. I hadn't played Star Wars Battlefront in a long time, and I blew through it after, you know, my PlayStation had crashed. So that actually was about 2 years in the making for me to beat that game. So I'm getting through my backlog like no other. Pretty soon I'll be working on my Xbox backlog, and then I'll be ready for the PlayStation 5, and it'll be fun. So Wyland was playing MK11. The MK11 looks really good. He entered in the tournaments for Killer Instinct and MK11. So pretty good stuff. From what I've seen of MK11, looks good, except for the bullshit, you know, microtransactions in that game. But that's a problem in the whole industry as a whole. So whatever. It looks good. All right, Eric, you have a review for Detective Pikachu, which you saw yesterday, I believe. Did we lose Eric? Yo, Eric. Eric. Brakeman, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. Eric, did we lose you? Oh, he might have stepped away to go to the bathroom or something.
Taking a nap? Yeah. Taking a nap. Sleeping in on us.
I think he's got mute. Do you have mute on, Eric?
He's listening to us talk. He's like, I'm done with these.
Yeah, I know. He's like, fuck this shit, man. All right, I don't know where Eric went, but he has a review for Detective Pikachu at some point, so we'll hold off on that. All right, let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the week.
Breakman. You have a stinko.
I have two stinkos. One goes to the Attack of the Tariff Man again.
Yeah.
This time he has ratcheted up his tariffs with China to 25%.
Yeah, this is craziness, man. This is fucking crazy.
Here's what's estimated to be the impact on the U.S. economy. Would cut U.S. employment by 934,000 jobs, so almost a million jobs, and cost the average family of $767 a year. Yeah. So he's going to, again, cost taxpayers money. Yeah. Companies money. He's going to slow this economy that he has bragged about building, you know.
Yeah, it's it's amazing, man. Like I think this is his ultimate plan, is to bankrupt the United States. I mean, he's bankrupt every single thing that he's ever touched, Breakman. So.
And here's another point. Like, he said that, you know, we've got the advantage. We're forced them into it, you know. But here's one of the things that's actually happened. Many products no longer imported from China are likely being sourced from other countries, such as Vietnam and such like that. increasing the U.S. trade deficit with those nations.
Yeah.
Well, what is this? What is this thing freak saying about poop today?
Well, we kept asking because we were doing reviews.
He forgot the I.
Yeah, he forgot the I poop today.
Can't even remember his own damn hashtag. I'm ashamed.
Yeah. What about it though?
Well, we were assuming that you were pooping or something, Eric, because we kept asking.
Yeah, it was.
See, there you go. So now you could say, I pooped today. So there you go. We'll get to your review of Detective Pikachu after we do Stinko's, Eric. So continue on, Breakman. Yeah, Trump is – I can't think – I mean, I know Bush was a bad president, and I never thought we'd see a worse one, but we've seen a worse one.
I think with Bush, it was more he was just stupid.
Well, and he was a terrible president. I don't think.
Well, but I mean, he was at least trying to be presidential. You know, he didn't treat everybody like an asshole and our friends like they were our enemies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah, I know, man. It's...
I mean, he buddied up with the British Prime Minister and with Canadian Prime Minister and stuff like that. Like he, you know.
Doesn't it seem like Trump is in a backwards world where? Yeah. He kind of likes dictators, and he doesn't like like free countries. Like, I think he's trying to set himself up to be an authoritarian. Like, I know we've said it can't happen, et cetera, et cetera. On the show before.
You go ahead. I'll mute myself.
No, go ahead, Brickman. Stay in the conversation, man.
Do we need to do like a Team America and just kill the evil dictator?
Oh man, Jesus Christ!
Find out that he's actually an evil roach.
That was kind of our approach when Bush was in office. We're the world police.
Yeah.
Now we're like the world villains. So you know,
we actually are. Nobody wants to deal with us anymore. And the people that would deal with us, like China, are getting fucking these tariffs that are supposed to be affecting them, but they're in reality affecting all of us. And it's weird. It very well could be the demise of the United States as a huge world power. I mean, the only thing that's you know, stopping us from going lower on the list of world power is our military, you know. I mean, and that, if that's something that we hang our hat on, like, we're in a lot of trouble, man. A lot of trouble. So, anything else on your Stinko break?
Not on that one, but I have another one.
Okay.
And this one's interesting because I wasn't sure about it. Well, at first when I read the headline or heard the headline, I was going to make it the Heiscapade because I'm like, that's fucking great. You know, I don't believe in karma, but this would be a good example of it.
Yeah.
But I read the article and I can't find the fucking article that I was looking for. And in it, there was something that caught my eye that made me go, "Oh shit! This didn't happen by chance." That Northern Kentucky kid who sued his school for not being able to play basketball, and they ruled against him because you know he didn't want to vaccinate.
Yes.
He got chicken pox. Yes.
that's a lulz and not a stinko.
No, no. Listen.
Hold on.
Yeah, I thought itself that was funny, and I started to laugh. And I read the article, and at some point in the article, his lawyer kind of offhandedly mentioned, I can't find it now, the stupid article I was looking for, that the only best way to remedy it would be for him to go and get chicken pox.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man.
So, and then I read another article where his father is happy that he got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this isn't he accidentally got chicken pox. He went out and got it.
Yeah, and that's awful.
Anybody who does this, anybody who tells their kids that they should do this, should have the kids taken away. And this is an 18-year-old, and he can do whatever he wants, but basically he's been indoctrinated by his parents, obviously.
Yeah, that's a great point.
And apparently his lawyer.
Yeah, and his lawyer, too. You're right.
Yeah, they all suck.
And, like... Oh, well, he's got that now. He's just itching a little. He'll be okay. Well, yeah, now he can have the
What's the ratio of backwards people that live in Kentucky versus the not backwards people?
I don't know.
Like, there's a whole thing going on. I don't think it's just in Kentucky. I think it's across the country of these chicken pox parties. Trying to get kids infected by other kids and stuff, and it's absolutely ridiculous.
It's kind of a double-edged sword, too, Breakman, because if you get shingles... You carry shingles – or not shingles, chicken pox. You can carry that to when you're a senior citizen and get shingles. which are fucking awful.
Absolutely, yes.
So you don't want to get that
there's,
shit.
There's a shot for shingles now, because I was actually talking to somebody who didn't... I was talking to somebody on Twitter a year, a couple of days. It'd been a while. Who didn't really see the need for a chickenpox vaccine, even though he had had his family vaccinated because of the shingles vaccine being done, being out there. Yeah. So it wasn't. So his stance wasn't that he wasn't an anti-vaxxer. It was just something different.
Yeah, you got to get
the anti-vaxxers
vaccines,
are like, you know, we got to give each other chicken pox and such like that. Like, they're still spouting off things that have been proven false, like autism. Yeah. Okay, for one thing, autism, if your kid's autistic, it's so what?
It's kind of genetic.
It's not a deadly disease.
Yeah,
you know?
It's genetic. It's not. Yeah. It's not.
It's been shown.
You got it from you.
Yeah. Autism develops when they're a fetus.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, the signs don't show up. Well, you know, so what?
I think they'd be surprised how many people are on the spectrum, and that probably includes them.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Not only that, but, for instance, like people are who have, like, say, colon cancer runs in their family, which it runs in mine. You can't detect when I'm 1 year when I'm a year old if I'm going to have colon cancer and as an adult. You
right,
know?
Right. That's exactly right.
But it's like a genetic trait, just like autism is. So. Just because you can't tell if a child has autism when they're born doesn't mean that they get it when you give them a vaccinated shot. It's been disproven, and you idiots still tout it out.
Yeah.
And yes, I'm calling you anti-vaxxers fucking idiots.
They are idiots, man. There's no question.
Idiots.
Yes, I couldn't have said it better, Brake. I mean, I agree with everything you just said, which is kind of weird because I hardly ever agree with everything you say. But
I mean, but yeah, like I wanted to laugh because I'm like, I got chickenpox. I got what I deserve.
Oh, I got a stinko. I just found one.
Okay, hold on, Erica.
I'm done. Why would you willfully give yourself something that can be prevented?
Yeah, it's stupid. It's like purposely.
Let's go get the flu.
Yeah, it's like purposely going to get, like, the bubonic plague or some stupid shit, you know? So
and they've been shown, and they talk about, like, the side effects. Okay, there have been a handful of side effects with vaccinated people. There have been people who have deficiency problems with their immune system who have had problems with vaccination. That's why the rest of us should get vaccinated to protect them.
Yes, absolutely.
But also... there are complications from diseases like chickenpox. Chickenpox has killed people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's autism's never killed anybody, as far as the factor statistics I've ever seen.
Yeah, it doesn't. You're right.
Just like marijuana, never killed anybody.
Yeah, that's true too. I don't think I've ever seen one case of somebody overdosing on weed. Man, it's crazy.
But there have been cases of people dying from chickenpox, and more so from measles, and then diseases like polio.
Mm.
And I know, like, the anti-vaxxers say, well, that's not around anymore. Polio hasn't been completely eliminated across the world.
Yeah.
Just like measles, it could come back.
That's why you get vaccinations. I don't know. It's weird the way those people think. It's sort of like the flat earthers, Breakman. Like, no matter what you say,
I can't believe those people exist.
I can't either. Just like an anti-vaxxer, I don't get it. Like, they think that they're giving if giving you a shot. Let's say there was a 1 in a million chance that you would get autism from a shot. Who fucking cares? That's a 1 in a million shot. I mean, really? Like seriously? Like. I mean, come on, man. But anyways, let me get caught up on chat. Freak said that his stinko was he got caught in an elevator. He said another stinko, a married lesbian couple at work quit, and the drama I was hoping to see at work because one of them was trying to fuck all the women at work happened when I wasn't there.
So, that sucks. Drama's the best. Like, that's when you microwave some popcorn. Let's do this.
One, I kind of feel that way about politics nowadays, Break, man. I just grab the popcorn and just watch the stupid shit that's going on. One got arrested 3 times this week. Two trespassing and 1 possession of meth. Ooh, that's bad. She was a pharmacy tech, so she can't do that anymore. And one of the security guards heard on the police scanner a domestic disturbance in the area of their house. One woman was hitting her wife with a broom. And I guess I guess the one trying to fuck all the women at work says her wife was cheating on her with a guy.
Wow. Oh my God, Jerry Springer.
Wow.
Jerry,
Jerry. Weiland says flat earthers are effing hilarious. They really are, man. Like they're
like
they're
the
just
Bigfoot people. It's like, what are you talking about, dude? Yeah, you have zero evidence of anything.
Yeah, it's really fucking weird. Really weird. All right, Eric, let's get on to your Stinko of the Week.
My stinko is, I just found this, but apparently a movie theater accidentally showed The Curse of La Llorona to, instead of Detective Pikachu, to a room full of kids.
That is fucking awesome, actually. That's really cool. I'm actually a big fan of exposing kids to, like scary movies when they're younger if they're not, you know, predisposed to getting super scared, and as long as you explain shit to them. I mean, I started watching scary movies when I was like 4 or 5 fucking years old. So
is this movie even worth seeing, though, is what I want to know.
I don't know. There
are a lot of kids that are, and there are kids like I was when I was a little kid. I couldn't handle it. Like the scary movies.
Yeah,
when
there,
I was young.
There
like,
are some.
I was terrified.
I'm not gonna sit there and put on a scary movie for a kid that's predisposed to be scared and like runs away and doesn't want to watch
it. And of course, they played it long enough that you saw the previews, so you got previews for Annabelle Comes Home, Joker, and Child's Play.
Yeah. So yeah, there you go.
The only thing that intrigues me about Child's Play is it's Mark Hamill voices.
This is in the Good of March Central, where in Montreal. Yeah. By the way.
Well, I mean, it's if the kids are scared and they were scared, then that's one thing. If they had a good time, then fuck, there you go. There's your answer. You know.
Well, I think they fixed it eventually, but
yeah. I real quick, I have a Heiskapade. I don't know if you guys know this, but it is now legal to eat magic mushrooms in Denver. So that's
okay. That's one of those things I have never understood.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mushrooms grow on cow shit.
Yeah. So what? You eat mushrooms at the store, don't you?
Well, some mushrooms, not all of them.
Yeah, but
no, the magic mushrooms grow.
Oh,
yeah. That's true.
So Mario's eating shit shrooms, huh?
Yes, exactly. How the fuck did that happen?
I don't know, man. That's just how they grow, man. But I think it's interesting.
Like,
there's
like seriously, the dude had to be absolutely starving at that point. Like,
yeah.
Oh God, it stinks so bad.
Mushrooms aren't my thing.
I
like mushrooms okay. Like every great once in a while.
I have them on my pizza.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're great on pizza. No, I like mushrooms, like regular mushrooms. I'm talking about, like, the magic shrooms.
If they're going to be, like, legalized, then they'll probably grow them in better ways than from cow shit, right?
That's the best way to grow them, to be honest with you. It's actually
fertilizer, man.
It's the best way to grow regular mushrooms, too. I mean, that's how they grow a lot of regular mushrooms is by manure. Cow manure. So, you know, when you go and eat mushrooms, that's where they're grown. I mean, that's where they thrive, which is fine. I mean, as long as you clean them and manure.
I don't think I'll ever eat mushrooms again.
No, they're great, man. Mushrooms are so good.
I've never had like the shrooms. I'm talking about like regular mushrooms.
Regular mushrooms.
I don't think I'm ever going to eat them again if they're all coming off shit.
They're all pretty much coming out of shit, man. I mean, I hate to tell you.
I don't think I can eat them anymore.
Oh, they're great, man.
Run mushrooms for me. Thanks, Frank.
They're so good, man. I love mushrooms.
Well, you probably can't eat Jell-O anymore either because it's cow marrow.
That I knew about.
Yeah. So
that's also why I don't eat Jell-O.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's fine. Like, they taste okay. You're not going to get any of the manure.
That's also why I refuse to watch any videos on how hot dogs are made.
Oh, God, gross.
Or chicken nuggets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But anyways, so yeah, shrooms are legal here now, the magic shroom type things. It's interesting because every great once in a while I like shrooms, but it's more of an LSD effect. It's like a hallucinogenic. And, you know, it's not my thing. Like, I prefer weed, obviously. But shrooms are interesting, man. And there's a lot of prominent research into treating schizophrenia and, you know, other mental illness with it's an antipsychosis for one. So there's a lot of prominence in magic mushrooms. So I'm glad that they're legal here now. am I going to go out and buy some at my local dispensary if they start selling them? Maybe every great once in a while, but it's not really my thing. So, but it's interesting. It's good stuff. All right, let's.
All I ask is people just do it responsibly.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't.
But in Earthbound, you get to kill a giant shroom.
Oh, darn it! So my stinko is new Georgia and Alabama laws banning abortion.
Yeah, I would have used that, but I knew you probably would have.
Yeah, it's Alabama was weird. They tried to do it with a voice vote, a real quick, like, hushed voice vote that, you know, the Republicans are trying to get through. Georgia's ban is absolutely fucking insane. Now you can be tried, and if you're found guilty, you can spend up to 99 years in prison for having
missed. It's like some biblical shit.
You can spend up to 99 years for having a miscarriage in Georgia now. So welcome to that, Georgia. In response, a lot of production companies, movie production companies, are moving their business out of Georgia, and for good reason.
Can't that be taken to the federal courts and struck down?
No. This state laws, man. It's pretty much stone, which is weird, and I don't understand it. It's like the South wants to regress even further than they already are, and the people there I feel so bad for. Most of the time, but then I think about it, those people voted those people in, so it's what they want, so have at it.
The part of the problem is that most of the voting population doesn't vote, and the ones that do vote, it's largely towards the older generation.
Well,
older generation is more likely to vote and also more likely to be bigoted.
Here's the thing, though, Rake. Like, a lot of those people are dying off, but it doesn't seem to be getting in any better. It actually seems to be getting quite worse. I think the rate at which those people, produce offspring must be pretty great. And it makes sense because a lot of religions say that, you know, have as many kids as you can afford and blah, blah. You know, so it does make sense that those are the places, but I think eventually that's just not going to work. I mean, I feel really bad for certain people there, like the people of Atlanta, for the most part, are very Democratic. You see it mostly in rural areas more than the urban areas, which is a shame. And it's one reason why.
What these Republican governors are trying to do is they're trying to force the issue with the Supreme Court. And they think now that they've got more Republicans up in Congress, that's going to be easy for them, or in Congress, in the Supreme Court, that's going to be easier for them to push it through. But the thing is, Supreme Court has said several times they do not want to take on the issue.
They refuse to,
and they said they don't want to. So.
I think that's the case, but with a 5-4 majority, I can see a scenario with Kavanaugh sitting there with his beer belly and Gorsuch and the other fucking extremely right-wing nut jobs that they have on the Supreme Court. I can see them actually taking the case. I mean, it's up to Justice Roberts because he's kind of the lead guy in the whole thing. And oddly enough, it would be Justice Roberts who would oversee the proceedings on an impeachment case. So he's mostly Republican. And
But he sides with the law of the land as it's been.
Yeah, which is... That's the way all of them should be, but we know that's not the way,
it is. He's one of the rare Republicans who actually does what he says he's going to do type. One of the very few politicians like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you know.
I just don't understand, man. Like, we don't have a law saying that all guys have to get a vasectomy until they decide that they want to have kids. Why are we
– Okay, I'm going to murder people if I have to. That's the case.
But you see what I'm saying? Like, it's a double standard break, man. Like if we really – respected people and we wanted to treat people equally, we'd require all men to have vasectomies by the age of like 14. You know what I mean? Like, that would be the only way to ensure that what they wanted was, you know, the way things happened. And then when you – and I'm not advocating for that because fuck that. You know, I mean, I think every person should have a right to their own body and what they do with it and what, you know, they want to do with it. And it's no different for women. Why are we telling women that you cannot have an abortion at any point in their pregnancy? You know, I mean, I know that there's a certain point that the baby is viable and you can make that argument. But at the end of the day
– a fetus – is not a baby.
I agree.
A fetus is not alive.
I agree.
It is the beginning of life, but it's just like building up towards it.
You aren't. You know what's weird though? You know what's really weird?
What's that, Eric?
The weird thing is that life begins even before conception.
Well,
and on the cellular level.
Yeah, I mean, so let's ban all masturbation because that's pretty much genocide, right? You're killing off a bunch of potential humans with your sperm.
No, I'm the biggest murderer.
I know. See what I'm saying? Like it's so bad. Like I don't know. It's just so weird. There are many problems with this. If they think a woman's going to a different state to get an abortion, that's a crime. That is a huge issue because, you know, if you have no alternative in your state, you got to go somewhere. And, you know, it's just ridiculous that somebody – if you have a miscarriage or you go out of state to have an abortion, now you're going to be tried. And if you're convicted, you could spend 99 years of your life. So they're not really pro-life. If anybody says that they're pro-life, they're fucking out of their fucking gourd. They're out of their gourd.
There's no such thing as pro-gun and pro-life. It's that's a lie.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so
– I mean,
so
you can't be like pro-war and pro-gun. Yeah. I mean pro-war and – you can't say you're pro-war and pro-life. That's a lie, 100%.
Yeah, I totally agree. All right, I mean,
like, my parents are at least consistent on that issue. But, like, yeah, if you're pro-life, you're probably not pro-life anyway.
No, it's...
Even like, with the whole war thing, if you're not... If anti-war and you're still pro-life, you're still not pro-life.
Yeah, I if someone tells me that they're pro-life, I immediately just put a
like, you're full of shit and you believe your own shit. That's why you're full of shit.
Yeah, that's if somebody tells me that they're pro-life, I already know that they're a huge hypocrite. Like, it's not even – it's not even debatable. Not only that,
these – like, say, for instance, like, the protesters, they go out – they're outside of the abortion clinics. They're praying for these women to go have these children and not get the abortion. What are they doing once those women have those children? These women wanted to get rid of the – baby for a reason. Now they're being forced to, you know, raise a kid, and all these people that are telling them that they need to raise a kid are nowhere to be found.
Yeah, they're not going to help them when the baby needs diapering, or when the baby needs medicine, or when the baby's crying at 3 a.m. and you know, you're just trying to survive on what you have and trying to, you know, make minimum wage if you can even do that.
And Mrs. Brickman said, like, a lot of these women, like, that are forced to have these, like, teenagers, for instance, dumping their babies in dumpsters.
Yeah, you wouldn't have that.
They're forced to have the children that they didn't want.
Right.
And then when they catch them, they send these women to jail.
Yes. And it's,
which, I mean, I understand because fucking you dumped the baby in a trash can. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, well, I mean,
you didn't want it, but you should have dropped it off at like a hospital at least. Something.
Yeah, I know here in Denver, you can drop a kid off at the fire department and there's no questions asked and
stuff
like that.
Yeah, it's like that here too. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's no reason you can't just leave the baby at like the police station or hospital or something like that.
Freak 5 says, what about child support, tax deductions, welfare benefits while the woman is pregnant? I mean, there's so much involved. Like you if you want to live your lifestyle that way, fine. Have as many babies as you want, as long as you can support them. But don't tell anybody else what they can and can't do with their fucking bodies. You know, it's just – it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. I didn't see any Sweetos. Do you have a Sweeto break, man?
I actually do have one. Okay. And this goes to a woman and her company who designed a vibrator who was at CES last year. So it was this year. And she found out that she was going to win for some really great innovation and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then CES decided to rescind the award.
Why is this a Sweeto?
This is back in January. They rescinded this award because they argued that this is a sex toy and stuff like
so
that.
What?
And we can't have anything about sex toys. But at the same time, there was a similar product by a man. I shouldn't say it was completely similar, but it was a sex related product that a man made that did win an award. And because of that, there was a ton of backlash against CES. And this comes from Jean Foster, the Associate Senior Vice President for Marketing and Communications. She said in an interview that the outcry against the product during CES, the organization realized that it had made a mistake and reached out to Ms. Haddock, the inventor of the product, and her colleagues. Ms. Foster said associates officially recognized that they had unevenly applied rules barring sex tech companies. We realized we didn't handle it well. She adds that the show was revisiting a number of practices related to sex tech, gender, and inclusion, and they are obviously giving them that award back.
Well, that's really great, but why do they have a ban on giving sex tech awards is my bigger question. I think
they're changing that. This is a Sweeto.
That's good.
Changing.
That's good, man. I fully agree with that. That should change because there's – you know what? There's a market for sex in this country. I don't know if anybody noticed that, but everything that we buy pretty much can be traced back to marketing, sex marketing. If you look at beer, if you look at, I know weed like is a huge, like you can't go to a dispensary and not see like a smoking hot woman working there. I mean, that's how they're doing it. And that's why part of the reason why I can't get a job, I'm not a smoking hot woman, but it's everything.
I was in sales and I'll tell you one thing, even women who aren't that attractive can have an advantage.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what
Just
I'm saying.
Like, because it's easy to sell to a man when you're like women are like if you just let the man be demeaning to you or sexual to you, something like that, it's horrible, but it works.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
there are ones that have like you're talking about the hot ones, like they like to use sometimes their sexuality as a weapon.
Right. And that's more power to them. That's great. That's the
way. I don't know. I went on that ramble.
Okay. I'm just saying like everything is marketed sexually. I mean, pretty much. I mean, you can look at cars. When you look at car commercials, you see a lot of times, like especially in the luxury car market, you see like a really hot couple in, getting into a car on a night out on the town, downtown or something. You know, I mean, shit like that. You know, I mean, that's the way the world works. So I'm glad that they did that break, man, is the long and short of it. So there you go.
Yeah. So the product is scheduled to become available in the fall. Priced around $290, made to medical grade silicone, it is designed to simultaneously provoke vaginal and clitoral orgasms.
Yeah. There. Look at that. You can have two orgasms in one. Sweet.
It was awarded for focusing on creating microbiotic functions that simulate human movement.
Yeah. Oh, good.
It does not vibrate. Rather, it makes come-hither motion inside the body, the company says.
Ooh.
So this is supposed to be, I guess, more like fingers.
Actually, this is really good because, like a lot of women get desensitized with vibrators. So that's actually a very, very groundbreaking invention, Breakman. So Freak 5 says, his sweetos, free booze, his anniversary, his son's birthday, it's payday, didn't get eaten in the elevator, iZombie is back for the final season, and CW has a new Batwoman show getting added to the Arrowverse.
I still have a question. Did he eat the other guy instead then?
Yeah, he ate the other guy. That's what happened. All right, Eric, do you want to hold your review of Pikachu till next week, or do you want to go ahead and do a quick review now?
I can do a quick review.
Okay.
Okay, Detective Pichu is a fun movie, and it more or less does the exact story of the game, but it changes a couple things. Like, they made Tim a little bit more of a jerk in the beginning of the movie, and the ending was changed from using Agent R to make Pokemon used in... Like, he was going to sell the drug and use Pokemon in wars, but instead it's something completely different. But which was kind of weird, but it also kind of helps explain who exactly Detective Pikachu is. That's something the game didn't do, because I think the game was going to be a part of a series, which never ended up happening.
Okay.
So only because I guess the idea is they weren't going to explain it then, but it never happened. But then again, Nintendo probably never got such opportunity before they did this movie. But I'm gonna give it. Let's see, 8.5.
All right, that's a little higher than what the critics have been saying, but I can understand because not every critic is a gamer, so I can see the difference.
Yeah, there. And a lot of the Pokemon, the it is a contrast to how Sonic looks. It's like, yeah, you think it wouldn't work, but it does work, especially since a lot of the other Pokemon designs look more like their actual cartoon counterparts. And, like, some Pokemon, like Snorlax, have fur. So I guess they were always supposed to have fur, but, like, some Pokemon have fur when they shouldn't have, but it still looks okay.
Yeah. It looks like a fun movie to me. I want to watch it. There's so many movies in May that I can't afford to go to all of them. I was actually interested in seeing Pokemon Detective Pikachu, but I'm glad to hear that it's at least good.
Detective Pikachu is also weird because it's the Pikachu that's addicted to the coffee. So you'll see him drinking coffee at the end of the movie.
Yeah. Wyland says, "I wonder if Oliver will become the Red Death in." I think that's Arrow, right?
Yeah.
He didn't eat Dennis, Freak 5 says. So he says, Dennis is a strange guy. When he sees me, he comes up and humps my leg. Do you kick him off like a dog? That's probably what I would do. I told him this.
I'm just going to pretend I didn't hear that. Let's just move on.
Okay, let's move on. He says, I told him he should cosplay as Humpin' Humphrey next time he does that. All right, let's move on. We got an interesting free-for-all. All right, this week's free-for-all is a topic that caused a lot of controversy last week. Am I wrong in saying that, guys? It's a definite thing, and we're talking about...
Last week, more like this week.
Well, yeah, but, when I say last week, I mean the week leading up to the show. Mm. But toxic masculinity, all right. I think we all, let's get on level even ground here. We all acknowledge that toxic masculinity is a thing. I think the disconnect with everybody is when does toxic masculinity end? Where does it begin and where does it end? Because I'm with you, Breakman. I think there's a point when not everything a man does should be considered toxic. I know
right.
that there are a lot of things, Eric, that men do that are very toxic. Okay, if you're catcalling a woman, if you're whistling at a woman, and vice versa,
but some of that stuff, we say, masculine toxicity. Oh my god! But if a woman does it, is it still toxic masculinity?
No, it's not.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I mean
it's wrong.
It is toxic, but we're referring specifically to. As it relates to masculinity,
but that's why
it's called toxic masculinity,
right? But we don't talk about toxic femininity.
Yeah, but we don't talk about toxic femininity because we don't have a large history of
women
being
doing
on
that.
Top.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point, Eric. I actually do agree with that. The reason that we don't. Here, it is a thing. It's a thing that it exists. Toxic.
And a lot of the toxic behavior that comes from women is usually as a result of toxic masculinity.
Right. I think
Well, that's not always true.
It's not always true, Brake.
That's why I said usually. I use qualifiers.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with both of you guys on this, right? When a man objectifies a woman, it can easily become toxic masculinity, right? When you're when you're looking at that, there was a reason why Gillette came out with the new ad campaign, right? It used to be Gillette, the best a man can get, right? And that was like, that's, to me, that is very toxic, because that's saying you're going to get yours type of attitude, right? But they did a very good move in changing it to the best a man can be. And that's the difference, okay? Gillette did a very, very good job of defining how toxic masculinity should be viewed, right? There's no question that it exists, but I think that there is a delineating point between a guy being toxic and a guy, you know, that may have said something off the cuff that may or may not have offended somebody. So, you know, when it's really hard to break the line. Like, what is the line?
And then, like, I totally get, like, people co-opting the term and weaponizing it to use against progressive ideas and using it to make, like, basically just make masculinity a dirty word.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of feminists have done. They've made,
yeah, that's one of my big problems with it. And then, like,
I don't know if like a large number of people are doing that, though. I mean,
yeah, and that's one of the reasons I was mad about it, is because I have heard people doing that.
Yeah, there's a lot of that out there too, Eric. Not nearly as much as there is, you know, the bros out there, is the best way that I can explain it, that want to mansplain every fucking tweet to a woman. I can't tell you the number of times that I've been on Twitter and a woman has tweeted out something and a man will come, quote unquote, come to her rescue to explain her tweet.
Actually.
her tweet to her. It's like, no, dude.
People have done that to me about, like, the content of Y2K, yet it's the game I've been playing for review, and I still need to write that thing, by the way. But, yeah, like, you're talking as if you know more about the subject than I do.
Yeah, and that's how a lot of women feel. I don't know. Have you guys noticed this? Because I notice it a lot on Twitter, right? There'll be a really strong woman on Twitter, right, that will tweet out a statement, and whether or not it's false or true, it doesn't really matter. What matters is the backlash that woman receives when she tweets out that sentence. I can't think of any examples off of my head, but all you have to do is go on your Twitter feed, look at a woman tweeting something, and look at the responses that she gets. I guarantee that at least half of those responses are men trying to explain the woman's tweet to her when she's the one that fucking tweeted out the statement to begin with. So
I've got a radical idea.
What? Not mansplain things to people? How about that?
It's my idea is maybe the entire concept of masculinity and femininity is inherently flawed because it's created segregation between men and women just by its very existence.
Yeah.
And I think we should do away with it because people are going to be who they are going to be, and they should be allowed to be that.
Right.
And
And I think that's one of my big problems with it. It's that we're putting people in the boxes,
right?
Basically,
we're compartmentalizing everybody into one camp or another, right? There's so many different shades of masculinity. I know.
I wasn't really done. I had another point.
Okay,
but,
yeah, go ahead.
We didn't want you to make it. I mean, I'm sorry.
But
go ahead.
Like, the reason I'm thinking that is because, like, well, the virtues we ascribe to men like masculinity, like self-reliance and being strong and stuff like that. It's like, why would those be inherently exclusive to men when those are something that everybody should aspire to?
Yeah. I think we should aspire to just not dismissing a woman because she's a woman, and I think we ought to not dismiss a man's point just because he's a masculine man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, enforce gender roles.
Yeah.
And I 100% agree, like, as far as everything. I was going to say something, and I kind of lost it. Because the cats walked across my monitor and distracted me. I was I was in the middle of a point, and then she started walking across the screen. I'm like, what
hey,
the? Oh, damn
hey, Breakman. I think that settles the issue. I think furries are people too, Breakman. So there you go.
It's not a furry. Don't listen to
them. No, yeah. Furries are Christians who are uncomfortable with the lights on.
Freak Five, that's an easy question for me. John Wick, man. John Wick would kick the Punisher's ass.
No, I disagree, because he made a point, and I had a point too. His point was, well, John Wick's never faced anybody with superpowers, and Punisher's killed people with superpowers.
John Wick has...
John Wick considers dogs people too, because he just murders people for killing dogs.
John Wick has killed probably more people than fucking Punisher has, man. I don't know, man. John Wick is wicked.
About that. I mean,
Punisher's it's pretty fucking close,
long
man.
List of kills.
Look, this movie's gonna be a defining moment for John
Wolverine,
Wick.
Wolverine, X-Men Origins Wolverine. I don't know. He killed a lot of people in that one too.
If John Wick survives John Wick 3, then that's gonna be a hard argument, man. Like I
that was kind of my other argument for the Punisher. Is he's really hard to kill, because there have been so many people who thought they've killed him. And he survived.
Yeah. Well, there's no question he's a survivor, but look at John Wick.
He is hard to kill.
So is John Wick. Jesus Christ, that dude.
I'm surprised
John Wick
3 even happened.
John Wick's only
two
movies to be hard to kill.
Because, like, I'm surprised John Wick 3 happened, because at the end of John Wick 2, I got the impression he was dying at that point.
No, it wasn't that he was dying. It's that they put a major contract on his head, because now he's not accepted in. John Wick 3 is going to be fucking bonkers great.
So he wasn't dying, he was constipated?
No, he was just hurt. But, man, I can't wait for John Wick 3. I think that's sleeper.
Does the dog die in 3? The dog better not die in 3.
Dog better not die. That dog is fucking
dog.
Wicked.
Just he gets extra dogs just in case.
Yeah, exactly. Just don't fuck
with
it.
He gets an army of dogs, and then that's how he kills most of the assassins. He just sends the dogs after them.
Freak 5 says Breakman should change his name to Break Person. Are you going to change your name to Break Person now that we had this discussion, Breakman? He's like, no, damn it. No, don't change. We don't want Breakman to change.
I'll be Person Man.
Person Man.
Person Man.
Person Man.
Lives his life in a garbage can.
Well, I mean, Cincinnati and all, you know, but anyway.
No.
I'm just fucking with you, man. I forgot to mention basketball, man. My Nuggets are doing all right. They're in game 7. They're one game away from going to the Western Conference. I'm so fucking stoked, man. Oh, God. Fucking Nuggets, man. All right. I think that's all we have time for this week, man. I mean, toxic masculinity is a definite problem.
We really said that I think it gets used to describe things that aren't really necessarily the same thing.
I agree. I think it does go too far at times. And I think just because
and probably other times it doesn't go far enough.
Right. And I think if a man is a manly man, that doesn't mean he's a toxic man. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like you can be.
I think the bigger problem is the enforcement of like gender roles, because or certain like impression or impressions of what masculinity is.
Yeah. And it's just it's good points on you both have made great points. I wish it wasn't a problem. You know, I just wish that we could all get along and understand that we're all human. You know, there's the gender roles aside, like we all are people, whether we're man, woman, in between, all shades in between, gay, straight,
I'm
black,
non-binary,
white.
So I don't really identify as a man.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I definitely identify as a man.
I mean,
based on my life.
I mean, I understand that I have a certain body and I don't have a desire to change it. I just live with it.
Here's a question.
But, as far as how I feel, I don't feel as though I'm a man or a woman. I, like, personally, they don't really have any relevance to me.
What if you could transfer your brain into a computer program? I think that's a question that we need to ask next week, because that's an interesting kind of AI-ish.
In the future, when people are able to, like, change their sex completely.
Yeah, these are good questions, man.
The concept of masculinity and femininity are just going to be destroyed because people can become whatever whenever.
Yeah.
I have the money.
This is going to be a great discussion. I think we'll do this another time, but we ran out of time for today. But no, I didn't get a chance to watch Humphrey Freak 5, but I'll look at it in a bit. I was going to do a Grinders. Is anybody – or a Grinder dance party tonight. Anybody interested in that? Because if not, I'll skip it till next week because I'm kind of tired. I'm fucking all day today. I've been fucking exhausted, so I think I might just skip it till next week. If everybody
that's up to the Shatters, but I haven't heard anything. I don't see anything. I see nothing.
Yeah, I see nothing either. So I think I'll skip it till next week unless somebody in chat. Really wants to do it. I'm kind of beat, to be honest with y'all. I don't know what kind of show I would put on tonight. I usually have a lot of fun, a lot of energy to do Grinder Dance Party, but I'm just not feeling it today, man. I think I'll do it. I'll do it next week. Next week probably going to be a better week.
Next week we'll turn it into the week after because we got an interview. You're going to be tired from that interview.
No, if we do the interview during the show,
is it gonna be during the show or is it going to be a pre-recording?
No, it's going to be during the show. Next week we're having Adam Whitlock on the show to discuss his books and his upcoming RPG, the Weller. So
he will never be back.
Yeah, I know.
he made the biggest mistake of his life.
So it'll be interesting. I'm hoping to get a copy of the Weller, one of the books in that series, and so I can be a little more educated when I do my line of questioning. But I'm sure we have lots of questions to ask and stuff. And you guys can look up if you're and thanks to Freak for the lead on that. Freak 5 was the lead I believe Adam's one of Freak's friends, so he turned me on to that, and that'll be cool. I work nights next week, so I won't be in chat. Maybe I'll do it 2 weeks from now, then Freak 5. Like, it's going to be one of those things, man.
I'm, like, ravenously hungry. I need to get out of
here. Yeah, I'm kind of hungry, too.
I just watched the video that the Freak sent us.
Is it good? Bad? Indifferent?
I feel bad for the dog.
You feel bad for the dog? It's a song, isn't it? Oh.
No, the first video he sent us.
Fat, hungry bitch. Hungry bitch. Look at that bitchy. Ooh. Fat, hungry bitch. That's a fat, hungry bitch.
I remember that song, man. That was pretty good. He says Adam is a good guy. He's been on Z.
The Homer is another word for blunt, right?
Yes. So, yeah, that's he's been on Zombies Anonymous before. Adam's a good guy, Freak 5 says. So that's really cool. I really appreciate the lead, Freak 5. Been a long while since we've done an interview, so it'll be interesting. I don't know exactly what time Adam's going to be on. I'm guessing right at the beginning of the program. So if you guys are out there.
We'll be on time and we'll be late. What the hell are they?
Yeah, exactly. So you guys don't want to miss next week. Next week's going to be totally fun.
I hope I'm not taking a nap and being wake up 6 minutes later.
Yeah, I hope not either, man. That's kind of weird. We're like, where the hell is Eric
I at? Think just because today was so slow, I became so bored that I got tired, and I just had to keep myself awake long enough to get out of work.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, buy his book, His Wife Needs Wine. Yeah, there you go. It's going to be a fun interview. I can already tell. We're going to have lots to talk about next week. And, you know, so Eric, if you wouldn't mind keeping the news kind of light next week, like really light, so that way we can.
We're getting to that period of the year where.
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't think we can.
Well,
the E3's coming.
Just do the most relevant things.
Well, I don't know. We got like.
We could do like headlines.
If we.
That before.
Well, yeah.
I don't think we need to worry that much.
Okay. Well, I hope not. But if it does become heavy, let's leave some to the following week, and then we'll do an extra heavy news week if we have to the following week, because I want to leave room to kind of, you know, explore a lot of what Adam has to offer. So let's let's do that. Let's give him plenty of time to talk about whatever and us to talk about. I mean, there's so much we could talk about, but we'll.
Buy his books because his wife needs wine, not because they need to keep a roof over their heads.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Breakman plugs, please.
What kind of wine do they want?
I'll plug it.
I don't know. Barefoot.
Shit. Barefoot. At barefoot. No, I'm just kidding. at break underscore man. I don't
know. Is there that could be a sponsor for RP Grinders. Barefoot.
Yeah, I wish. I wish. I'm sorry. Breakman, go ahead with your plugs.
Hell, if they want a sponsor, I'll drink it. Do it. Let's do this.
Yeah, why not?
You know, I've had their wine before, actually, now that I think about it.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. Well, see, we said not bad. We could have said terrible or something like that. Come on, sponsor us.
Yeah. All right, so what are your plugs?
We're being honest. We said not bad.
What are your plugs?
Follow me at break underscore man and at RP Grinders on Twitter. And you can ask me any question you want at Dear Break Man. If there's anything you want to know, especially if you have a relationship drama or you've murdered somebody and you need to get away with it. You know, whatever you need, we're swarm here for.
Dear Breakman's kind of getting some steam. Break, I'm happy with the results that we've had since we changed that segment, man. I like it, man. Keep on doing it. All right, Eric, your plugs.
I'm gonna plug just one site this week because I only have one review up. But see, another two will be up on next week, and then there's also Total EGN. I'm hoping to get some more reviews written this weekend, and you can expect a review of Song of Memories up. But until then, just on Boss Bash Brigade, there's a review of Stay On the site, and otherwise, just remember to flush your toilets when you poop.
for unless today. You don't at Freak's house.
Yeah,
you're
unless
guest
you're at
Freak's house, you don't have to flush.
Yeah, Freak's got a no flushing sign at his house, so there you go.
That all break right. Put there.
Yeah. All right, Freak says that was a sign on his dealer's table. Demo for his game was fun, Freak 5 says, so that's cool, man. That's good to hear. I wish I could find more info on it. How dare
Dear
you?
Dear Break Man, Drag Quest 8 or Freddy got figured.
God damn it. You're fucking exiled, Freak 5. You son of a bitch. Ruining goddamn show. Okay. I want to thank all the chatters. We had a really good chat this week. Apricot, Droop Fruit, Freak 5, of course, was in there. Good friend, Freak 5. Commander Root was in there. Electrical Longboard was in there. Fewer Wear is in there. Thanks for joining. Good friend Wyland was in chat. Did I see Dungeon Buster? I think Dungeon was in there earlier, but I think he took off. Lurks, Polizier, or Police is the way that I'm going to say it. S1 Faka or Swan Faka. I have no idea how to say that, S1. And Slow Cool. Thank you for joining. I forgot to mention you earlier in the show, but thank you so much. If you're listening on the archives, thanks everybody out there for listening on the archives. If you want to join the show live, we're live every Friday, 7 Eastern time. And, you know, you can join on in. Sometimes I open up the phone lines. I haven't done that. I plan on doing that at some point again, but I have to roll that out a little bit better next time. But join the show. Join the chat on Twitch or on YouTube. Most of the chatters are in Twitch, so that's where most of the action is going to be if you want to join the show live. Next week we're going to have Adam Whitlock on the show, so make sure you join in for that. It should be a fun time. We're going to be talking about his books and his new RPG game coming out based on The Weller. So
I got one more thing to say.
What's that?
Beluga whales are cool.
And Breakman is exiled. That's what I got to say. But anyways, if you want to follow me on Twitter, at Frank Branches, I am usually there causing a lot of people a lot of headaches. And if you want to add me to your gamer friends, it's RP Grinders on all the systems, Nintendo, Xbox, and mostly PlayStation. That's where I am right now, although I will be playing a lot more Xbox soon. Because I'm getting done with my backlog on PlayStation, so that's kind of weird. So that's about it. If you, what else? Not much else. Okay, that's about it. Thanks everybody for joining. See you next week. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Till then, we are out. I wonder when Breakman is gonna break out cowbell anytime. Little offbeat there.